Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. We in the National Alliance welcome the victory of Brexit, the secession of Britain from the European Union, or EU. We say this not because a European Union is a bad idea, it's not, but because this European Union, with a capital U, is a nest of treasonous, white-hating enemies of our race who serve the interests of the Jewish power structure that exploits us, rules us, and has slated us for racial extinction. A federation of European states and extra-European states with European-derived populations, firmly based on our common interests in racial self-preservation, unity in the face of common dangers, and the evolutionary advancement of our race, would be a very good thing. Unfortunately, the EU is very close to being the precise opposite of that. It facilitates the invasion of Europe by millions of racially incompatible aliens with a primitive, racially destructive religion. Together with NATO, the EU uses pressure tactics, economic bullying, force, and the threat of force to punish nations and peoples who do not want any part of the fraudulent Jewish system of lifetime bondage to bank debt that constitutes the international financial system. Together with the even more Judaized United States, the EU imposes another fraud on the people. Mass democracy, coupled with Jewish oligarchic control of the mass media, which cripples our nations in a mire of division, treason, confusion, and lies. So to the EU, no thanks. Good riddance. Brexit will shake the unity and diminish the strength of the anti-white political structure that now rules us. And that's a good thing. It's an encouraging step. Brittany Cooper, a generously proportioned black woman who is a professor of women's and gender studies and Africana studies at Rutgers University, recently tweeted her response to the Brexit success, managing to combine Marxist economics with illiterate Ebonics in one or two breaths, saying, quote, "The only thing I know that makes white folks vote against their own economic interests is racism. White nationalism gon' be the death of us all," close quote. Far from white nationalism gon' be the death of us all, white nationalism in its pure, radical, uncompromised form as embodied in the National Alliance is the only way that we and our civilization can survive. Bravo, Britain, for a small first step in that direction. The Jewish response is much more nuanced and sophisticated. An article in the June 22 edition of the New York Times, pages B1 and B4, titled "After Brexit Vote, Europe Has Choice. What is needed is democracy on a European scale," is quite revealing. One wit and commentator gives us this amusing summary of the Times piece, quote, "After telling us that polls and all experts agree that Brexit will be easily defeated and that the hate campaign of Brexit proponent Boris Johnson against Muslim immigrants has collapsed, the Jews at the Times recommend that for full integration of Europe to proceed, it is clear that the EU must abolish all the nations of Europe so a true democracy can be granted to the people of Europe. National governments must not be allowed to obstruct progress by clinging to narrow national interests. In other words, no more Brexit-style choices can be allowed." Mary Caldor, professor of global governance at the London School of Economics, and the daughter of an Hungarian Jew, Lord Nicholas Kaldor, notes that a pan-EU politics is needed to replace destructive national interests. However, Kaldor happily notes, Johnson is Britain's Donald Trump and is therefore doomed to fail. Still, the EU could be better. Germany could pay more. Europe could accept more Muslim refugees, and an aging Europe can be transformed, with perhaps hundreds of millions of immigrants from the Third World, decades of intense migration, for a glorious economic future of prosperity and creativity. Oddly, Kaldor did not demand massive Muslim immigration into Israel. Close quote. Jewish writer and dissident Gilad Atzmon frankly admitted that the Brexit vote was a white working class rebellion against the Jewish oligarchy that rules Britain and the West generally. Quote, immigration and multiculturalism, that is, the ideology designed to suppress expression of chauvinism, are integral to cultural Marxist ideology. Britain, like the rest of the West, has been subject to an invasive and brutal paradigm designed to vitiate the working class. Flooding Britain with immigration was a conscious political act pushed by the Jewish left and the Jewish lobby. This is explainable. Jews have good reason to be fearful of the working classes. Historically, it has been the working classes that turned against the Jews, breaking society into fragmented and diverse segments is transparently a Jewish left interest. When society is broken into a manifold of tribes and identities, the Jews become merely one tribe amongst many. Close quote. National Alliance Chairman William White Williams said yesterday that the Brexit success is encouraging for white separatists, adding that, quote, Brexit was driven by nationalism and rejection of non-white refugees flooding into Great Britain. Those urging Great Britain to leave the EU are vilified as racist scum. Sound familiar? Responsible whites, who naturally prefer to live among their own kind, will eventually vote to exit the borderless, raceless global plantation when given the opportunity to choose, leave or stay. Close quote. There is no doubt that opposition to racial replacement migration was the main factor in the British people's rejection of the EU. Nigel Farage, who spearheaded the Brexit campaign, certainly thought so. His campaign used a poster for which he was reported to the police under Britain's Jew-created hate speech laws. It used nothing but a photograph showing a huge mass of Syrian invaders pouring into Europe, along with the words, breaking point. We must break free of the EU and take back control of our borders. The controlled media try to convince us that we are alone in our concern for the survival of our race. They tell us that except for a scurrilous lot of evil haters and neo-Nazis who are mostly mentally ill or criminals, almost no one opposes their happy rainbow world of diversity, racial mixing, and the worship of Jewish frauds, con men, and war criminals. The great value of Brexit, and for that matter, the rumblings of racial feelings and nationalism released by the Trump campaign, is that it proves beyond any doubt that we are not alone. Half the people are already halfway there. They don't want a borderless world. They know that some immigrants are distinctly undesirable and should be excluded, if not expelled. They know there's a huge difference between a Somalian and an Irishman. And in the privacy of the voting booth, they voted for Brexit. Our enemies are very, very afraid of what else they might vote for, and even more so, what they might do, if given the chance and appropriate encouragement. And knowing that you are not alone, that you are part of something larger than yourself, part of an unstoppable movement for greatness and virtue and excellence and cultural renaissance beyond anything we'd hope for, is encouraging beyond words. Brexit did that. But Brexit doesn't change the fact that the enemies of our race still control the major media in America, Britain, and the entire West. It doesn't take away a single pound or dollar from the fraudulent financial infrastructure that pours our wealth into the Jews' coffers every day, or take away their power to buy laws and politicians like Hillary Clinton buys pancake makeup. It doesn't stop the implacable determination of our enemies to commit genocide against us. Nor does it substantially take away their power to import millions of racial aliens into our nations, which you may be assured they will continue to do until we have the power, the organization, and the fanatical determination needed to stop them. If Brexit could possibly have stopped even one of the things I have just mentioned, you may be assured that it would never have been allowed to be put on the ballot. We are engaged in a fight for survival against enemies who intend to kill us. The ballot box is not now and can never be the way to victory in such a war. But the enemies of our race miscalculated when they decided to stop the rise of the race-conscious and at one time Jew-conscious British National Party, or BNP, which polled as many as 750,000 votes in one election and had sent representatives to the European Parliament. By funding the soft nationalist, non-racial, Jew and Muslim-friendly Nigel Farage and his UK Independence Party, or UKIP, in order to take away BNP support. The former head of the BNP, Nick Griffin, says that that miscalculation will bring forth a tidal wave of nationalism. He doesn't name the power behind the BBC's push for racial replacement, but we know what is meant. Quote, when an organization as powerful as the BBC decides to interfere with the democratic process and cynically tries to manipulate the people who fund it, the scheme brings into operation the law of unintended consequences. Last night, that law came into force. The BBC only wanted to stop the British National Party from winning 4 or 5 seats in the European Parliament. To do so, they gave Nigel Farage a license to be a populist rebel. In 2004, 2009, and 2010, the BBC decided to promote Nigel Farage and UKIP as a way to block the ghastly people of the BNP. But those apparently successful attempts to subvert the democratic process have now rebounded on them to the nth degree. There would have been no referendum without a victorious Farage. No victorious Farage without BBC support. No BBC support for Farage without the threat of the BNP. and no threat from the BNP without the sacrifice and courage of about 1,000 activists. That shows just how much difference ordinary people can make at crucial moments in history. The unintended consequences of the BBC's undemocratic meddling will go far beyond Great Britain. The echoes of the resulting lion's roar will trigger political earthquakes, not just in Westminster and Brussels, but over the next 2 or 3 years in Paris, Berlin, Denmark, and a dozen other European capitals. The BBC thought they had come up with a cunning plan to stop a small party of radical nationalists giving voice to the legitimate but politically incorrect concerns of England's forgotten working class. Instead, they have started the chain reaction demolition of the entire European Union. The result is a massive blow for the freedom of all the nations of Europe. It will also throw a massive spanner in the works of the Brussels machinery of confrontation against our brothers and sisters in Russia. The looming threat of war just receded, and peace has taken a big step forward. Close quote. Brexit is encouraging. And the spirit of Brexit is contagious. In Sweden, those who want to leave the EU now outnumber those who want to stay. In France, Italy, and the Netherlands, there are now organized demands for Brexit-like referenda on leaving the Union. But Brexit and Brexit-like referenda are far from enough. We need a Wexit, a white exit from the Jewish noose that is now being tightened around our necks. We need citizenship laws based on membership in our race, the white race. We need immigration laws and border security designed to keep our nations white forever. We need social systems designed to keep our birth rates high enough to ensure the health and expansion of our people. And we need policies designed to ensure that the quality of each succeeding generation is higher than the last. We not only need an immediate end to all non-white immigration, but we need to send all non-whites back to where they came from with all possible speed. We need to permanently stop the transfer of our wealth to the Jewish overclass and the brown underclass. We need an immediate return of the wealth stolen from our people through the fractional reserve banking scam and innumerable other Jewish swindles. We need laws ensuring that our mass media are in our own hands and not in the hands of any alien elite, and guaranteeing that any would-be oligarch attempting to promote the destruction of our race or the perversion of the natural, healthy sexuality that we need for the continued life of our people is stripped of his assets and sent to a place from which he can never return. In short, we need exclusive white living space and a government answerable to us alone. We have a long, hard road ahead of us, but with determination and a never-give-up spirit, success is possible. We must not slacken in our efforts. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. You can join and support us by visiting natall.com. That's NATALL.com. Or write to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to never give up.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.